And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Well, hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. And I bid you welcome. Today I want to talk about, where does a good person get his or her power? You remember back in the old westerns, remember how there would be a man who stood for what was right? A man who stood up against the bad guys and won. And he had some kind of a power. And we knew at the end that good would prevail. Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. It's a very important topic. Very important topic. Yes, my name is Roland. I've been around for 27 years. I began a long time ago with the Center for Common Sense Counseling. And then I branched out into Talk to a Pastor and Shedding Shackles. And now I like to call the program Shedding Shackles. But it's still all one package, okay? It's the Shedding Shackles package. So if you're looking for Talk to a Pastor, you found the right place. So let's begin with today's topic, a very important topic. Where does a good man get his power? And of course, I also mean, where does a good woman get her power? But I want to keep it into context of, like, we remember from the old westerns on television, we love to see a good man, you know, like a Hopalong Cassidy or a Lone Ranger, someone like that, or a John Wayne. We like to see him win, defeat the bad guys, and we loved for him to win because he stood for what was right. And often the town was against him, or many people were against him. Perhaps even his fiancée was against what he was doing. He had to stand alone, okay? But he won. And eventually, some of the people came over to his side, maybe even helped him. And at the end, everyone was better off. The bad guys were defeated. The town was safe. The people recognized what he had done for them and were grateful. And his fiancée, she respected him. Oh, how she respected him. Because he stood for what was right. See, that's where he got his power. So let's talk about how that comes to pass. And that's what I'm writing about now. I'm writing a chapter in a new book. I've written many books. My latest book is called A Day with the Lord. I heartily encourage you to go to Amazon and look for it. And you can look inside. It's called A Day with the Lord. But now let's get back to the topic of, where does a good man get his power? Because that's what you need. Right now you are powerless. You sense you're powerless. And all of your big muscles and your tattoos and your bravado and your clever talking, loud talking, and whatever you do, it's all bravado. See, it's all a compensation. Sure, you might have big muscles and be stronger than the other guy, but it's a compensation. Where does real power come from? Real power. Well, let's talk about it. Real power comes from what is right. I want to tell you a little story. I think you'll enjoy it. I was laying in bed, it must have been 6 o'clock, maybe 5 o'clock on a Sunday morning. And some of the stations, especially on Sunday morning, they want to have some kind of a public service program. You know, the radio stations. I was listening to the radio. And one of the stations had on the Commonwealth Club. Now, the Commonwealth Club has speakers come, you know, well-known, famous people come and talk to the Commonwealth Club. And then it goes out on the radio. So I heard George Shultz, and he talked about one time when he stood up for an African-American man, and right prevailed. I'll tell you the story when we come back from this important announcement. Please listen carefully, because it contains some information about my meditation, which could be just what you need to find your source of power within. Got stress? try my easy meditation. Just go to sheddingshackles.com or talktoapastor.org and look for the easy meditation. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Hello, this is Roland. For 26 years, I've been helping couples stop fighting and start loving each other again. If you and your partner are not getting along, you really should read The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You can find it at Amazon.com or at sheddingshackles.com. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Roland Trujillo, and I bid you welcome to this program. We're talking about courage and about power and where the power of a good man comes from. And I began by telling you a little story. I was laying in bed about 5 a.m. Sunday morning, and I heard the Commonwealth Club, and the speaker was George Shultz. George Shultz was Secretary of State under President Ronald Reagan. George Shultz wrote a book, something about experience. I think it was called Lessons from Experience or something like that. And he told one instance where he went to a hotel. This was back in the 70s, I think. Maybe it was the 60s. I think it was the 60s, actually, the 1960s. This was before he was Secretary of State, but he was already a highly placed person. And he went to the hotel, and he was checking in, and there was an African-American man there who came up to the desk and said he wanted a room. And the clerk said to the man, "We don't have a room." But George Shultz knew they had a room. And George Shultz saw the injustice of it. So he said, "You gave me a suite, didn't you?" And the clerk said, "Yes." He said, "Then put an extra bed in one of the rooms of my suite, and the man will stay there." George Shultz insisted. He insisted, and they had no choice but to comply. He stuck to the moral high ground, you see. And that's the lesson that he has for us. Stick to the moral high ground. Insist when you have right on your side. When you're right, and you know that you're right, and you're standing for what's right, then stick to it and don't waver. Now, this is a very important lesson. So let's see how we can apply it to my topic of where does a good man get his power. A good man gets his power from what is right. He gets his power from what is fair, what is just. And his power comes from sticking to it, not wavering, not doubting. And that's where the power comes from. Now, you can look at it from at different levels. Let's look at it simply, let's look at it first of all from a metaphysical level. Ultimately, behind good is God. Ultimately, a good man has God behind him. The man himself is not the good. He stands for the good. He stands for what is right, what is fair, what is just. He holds up the light. He speaks the truth. He speaks the truth without wavering, without thought of the consequences, without worrying about what he might lose by speaking the truth, and without guile. He gets his ego out of the way, and speaks the truth. And with his ego out of the way, what comes through is actually the good itself. The truth itself comes through. And the enemy is encountering something of incalculable force, ultimately. See, it's not the man himself. Remember Christ. Christ said, of myself I can do. Christ had great power, didn't he? He turned water into wine. He was able to still the waters. Remember when the storm was raging and he quieted the sea? He had great power. But Christ said, of myself I can do nothing. It is the Father within who does the works. He himself, see, he got his ego out of the way. He didn't have any will for himself. He wanted to do God's will. He didn't have any idea of self-aggrandizement. He didn't have a thought of the consequences or worrying about what he might lose, what perks he might lose, or friendship, or some cozy relationship that he might lose. So he spoke the truth. And so behind him stood the power of God. Now, we puny humans that we are, standing on our hind legs, we stand up and we open our mouth and hot air comes out, okay? Well, if you can muster a little bit of courage, enough courage to speak out even if your knees are trembling, here's what happens. First of all, if you're standing for what's right because you would like to see right prevail, you want to see justice prevail, you want to see truth prevail, you're making what is right more important than who is right. It's not you yourself that you want to be right. It's you want right to prevail, or what is fair to prevail. And you get your ego out of the way, okay, and you speak the truth for the sheer love of truth, for the sheer love of wanting truth to prevail. Now, what does the other person see? He sees coming through you what is true. Even if he wants to do wrong, he pretends he doesn't know what's right, but he does. He knows what's right, and he sees the right. He is exposed. He is stricken. And most of the time, he'll back down, not because of you, but because of an encounter with truth itself. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit sheddingshackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about where does a good man get his power? And I said his power comes from what is right, what is true, what is just, what is fair. Okay? So it's not from him. It's from what is right. Now let's continue talking about it. And I said that ultimately, some of you may just be joining. My name is Roland. I've been around for 27 years. I began in San Francisco. I've been on stations all over the country on the Wilkins radio network. I've been on in West Virginia and Pennsylvania and Ohio and Nebraska and Kansas and Florida and South Carolina and North Carolina and Alabama and Mississippi and all over the place. And of course, here in California. Now I'm on in Southern California, my only station right now, my flagship station and my only station is KMET in Southern California. But you know what? A lot of people also listen in on the internet. That's because, you know, you can listen to my program anytime, 24/7, on the internet at SheddingShackles.com. So what do I have? I've got 19 books. You can find them at Amazon. I've got over 700 YouTube videos on topics like this. Like, this is a good topic, speaking up. See, a lot of us have problems speaking up, don't we? Especially to our mom, or, you know, you adult children of a mom who always wants to be right, you have trouble speaking up to her, or to your angry dad, or speaking up to your child's school teacher, or speaking up, you have a problem, see, because of a lot of different reasons. So I'm just scratching the surface. This topic comes up in many of my books. You should actually go in. You can look into them. You can look inside at Amazon for free, okay? And of course, you should get some of my books. And my meditation. My meditation helps you to calm down and become centered. That's also important. But now let's talk about a good man and where his power comes from. So now, can you see that the enemy encounters a metaphysical force coming through? But now let's bring it down to a more mundane level. Okay? So if you have an Enoch, a Noah, a Moses, a Christ. Okay? They had great power. Great power from God. Remember what Moses did? Remember some of the things he did? It was unbelievable. Well, so how about we average, little average people? Let's start with basics. Okay, first of all, you have to understand that there is a line between right and wrong. It's a very clear line. There's right and there's wrong. Now, I can't always tell you when I'm approaching a situation what's right, what is right. But when I'm in the situation, then it becomes clear. Okay? And when you know what is right, when you see it, when you see what is right, when you intuitively see what is right, okay? Then you have to stand by that and cling to that and not doubt it. See, what we do is we doubt ourselves. Now, why do we doubt ourselves? If you know what's right. Okay, first of all, the enemy. And when I say enemy, I mean the enemy of what's right. Now, understand this. Your family, your wife, your husband, your kids, your parents, your neighbors, and your so on. Okay? They're not evil. They're just regular people. But what has happened is that they, over the years, they have been misled, and they have been seduced and fallen to the pressures all around them. You know there are many pressures, don't you? And when we fall to pressure, what's pressuring us gets inside of us. And as the years go by, eventually, those pressure sources eventually pretty much run that person's life. And so there they are, doing a wrong thing or saying a wrong thing, and they have little control anymore over what they do or what they say. They're like being acted through. You know, you see it all the time. Just think about your teenager who gets caught up with some no good nick in the neighborhood, some gang leader or some person who's not good. And then your teenager comes home and he looks at you like you're the enemy. And he thinks the gang leader that he's all caught up with is great. And he starts to act like that person and imitate that person. And he may even do bad things, the wrong things. He may take drugs and smoke marijuana and do bad things because he's come under an influence. Okay? So your job as a parent is to separate him from that influence calmly, firmly, without histrionics, okay? Without emotion, but also without wavering. So can you see now that the wrong person who's confronting you, they're not evil, but something in them is operating through them. And you're standing for what's right. You're holding up the light and making what is right unmistakably clear, permits them to see what is right. and seeing what is right to cleave. See, it cleaves what is wrong from what is right, the bad from the good. It cleaves inside of themselves. They feel the cleavage. They see what is right and what is wrong. Okay? And now they have a choice. They have a real choice. Now seeing what is right, they can choose what is right. Now they can choose what is right because they see that it's right. In that case, that's very good for them. Very good. On the other hand, they see what is right. They see your strength, or they see what's operating through you. They see the truth, and they feel exposed, see? And what is wrong lets go of them, permits them, see? Permits them to do what is right. See, they've been totally under the control of bad influence. Now, they see the good influence shining through you, and they cleave to it, and now they're free to do what is right. See how beautiful it is? All right, well, let's continue with this topic after this announcement. Please listen carefully. Got stress? Try my easy meditation. Just go to SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and look for the easy meditation. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. We're talking about where does a good man's power come from? So now, you men, you husbands, you fathers, do you see how important it is that you stand for what's right, but not with anger, not with resentment, okay? But with patient resolve, patiently pointing things out. See, that's your job, to patiently point things out and stand for what's right, okay? Because you want to see right prevail. And your family will respect you for that. But now let's continue. Okay? So now you see how wrong gets inside of people, and then they do bad things. Well, that's a perennial topic, isn't it? That you hear about whenever you have these big conferences. I remember there's a big conference where Maya Angelou and Elie Wiesel and, you know, some famous good people generally regarded as, you know, being thoughtful people and good people. And the question came up, well, why do good people do bad things? That was even a topic of a popular best-selling book. Well, the reason good people do bad things is because something gets inside of them and operates through them, okay? Now, there's all different aspects of it. There's a hypnotic aspect of it and a basic conditioning, Pavlovian conditioning aspect. And then there's a metaphysical aspect. But it's just clear to see that good people, you know yourself, your friends, you know, when you were in high school, for example, remember you had friends and some of them were doing bad things. You could see they weren't bad, but they were still doing bad things. You couldn't understand it. Okay. Now look, your beloved family, you husbands, you fathers, your beloved family, your wife and your kids, see? They need you to be stronger than the world. See, They, you see what's right, and you stand for what's right. That's your job as father, okay? Unwaveringly, but without anger, with a twinkle in your eye. They need you to be strong. They're not strong enough to resist the enticements and the pressures of the world. They're not strong enough. They need you to be strong, okay? And they'll respect you for that, and perhaps come to love you. Okay, and if you're weak, why, you let them down. They need you to be strong, but not angry. But strong, in other words, seeing what's right and standing for what is right, without anger, but firmly and patiently. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if it's like a breath of fresh air, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to sheddingshackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. I hope you enjoyed today's program. I certainly did. If you want to contact me, you can send me an email at sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. That's sheddingshackles@yahoo.com. Or you can call my listener call-in line, leave a message on my voicemail. The number is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. And please remember that this radio time costs me money, and I do need help. I really, really, really do. I could use some help right now. So if you can help me, you can make a donation using PayPal at sheddingshackles.com. Okay? Well, enjoy this beautiful holiday season. And until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.